What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We are Dukes and Bell. We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey, man. You can say that in your car or wherever you are, by the way, every day with this. It's a release. Hey, I'll tell you who else got a release today. That is Michael Penix Jr. Mike, these joint practices wrapped up with the Titans. We'll see them on Friday night. Preseason game number 2, and that starts right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game at 5 o'clock on Friday, guys. But the big news today, outside of the work they got in, was that Penix was involved in a big skirmish. I'm not making this up, guys. Mike, everybody ran in there.
Yeah, they started scrapping. There was a few like pushing and shoving, like the garden variety stuff. And then Penix uncorks another touchdown of what would be a nice big gain. And all of a sudden we looked down like, wait a minute. And there's a giant scrum and everybody's rushing. And the Falcons, they run another practice area, just running over, and everybody's pushing and shoving. Penix is on the bottom of the pile. And we'll let you hear what he had to say about it and explain. We'll give you more for later in the hour. But I just love the fact that, you know, he's on point for this. He's not shying away from it. He's taking leadership. And again, we don't see our guy get injured in a meaningless practice in a scrap. But there's just something to be said for the toughness factor, the way the team responds. Look, I think any team would do likewise with their quarterback, but it is kind of cool to see the Falcons doing this.
Yeah, look, our quarterback wears a durag, first and foremost. Secondly, he is about that life, okay? And I know many of you are like, well, whatever. I felt like this was one of those moments, Mike, that many quarterbacks would have shied away from. Yeah, call me another B!
Right.
And walked away. Michael Penix was like, excuse me? Did you just call me? And he went right there. And all of a sudden, when they put their hands on him, then our guys lost their mind, and rightfully so. The bottom line with this is, and I've been telling you this, Atlanta, I don't think he's going to be a guy that you can shake that way. Like, he's going to make mistakes. Mike, he's going to throw a pick. But I don't think he's a guy that when he is rolling or you feel like you can get in his head, and this is what guys try to do with right quarterbacks, especially young guys. I'm going to talk to him, you know, oh, you ain't playing that well today. Well, they started talking some noise, and then all of a sudden he hit Bray Ray on that big pass, and he was like, excuse me, what were you guys saying? And then he got called out of his name. With that said, Penix today was talking about this, and we're going to let you hear what he had to say about the team. But before we get to that, Mike, he might have slipped up today with something that we've been wondering about when it comes to our man Darnell Mooney. Now, we were at the presser today. Raheem Morris is talking to us before practice, talking about things they want to work on. Give us an update on guys. We asked, Coach, any update on Darnell Mooney? Mike, the last 3 days, it's been no update. Right. Last week, no update. He's day-to-day. Then the day when Michael Penix was asked about it, because I said on social media, and follow Mike, he's Mike Bell ATL. I'm at Put Him Up, see Dukes. I do not know if he will be available for week 1, but it feels like we still have time. Then today, here's what Penix said about Mooney.
Obviously, Mooney, you know, we'll have him back coming up in the season. I feel like he should be back week 1. Not sure as far as that. I'm not going to talk too much about that, but he's been doing good with his recovery and stuff like that. So we definitely know we have him as well, and he's going to be a big-time playmaker for us.
He will be back by week 1. Oh, I mean, I don't know about that. I don't need to talk about that.
Yeah, and you're talking about recovery from a procedure? was just recovering from an ailment. It's an upper body, it's shoulder. He basically hit the ground hard after being like up in the air about 5 feet, landed on his arm, kind of funny. We were there at practice the day it happened. And we like Casey Washington. We talked to Chris Blair today. But Darnell Mooney's just at a different level. He's got another gear, you know, and he's just that guy. And it's going to be, you know, something I said to Carl yesterday, a great chance, opportunity for Kyle Pitts and Zach Robinson to, hey, Pitts can be the hero, man. And be the rescue to the rescue. Yes,
that's right.
You know, until we get all the elements. I know it's a different type of player, but you can still find mismatches for him, and he's a quasi tight end wide receiver. That's why you drafted him fourth overall. But getting back to what he said, yeah, this Mooney thing, I asked Coach today. Coach won't answer it. But Penix just let it slip. It's a significant injury.
It is, but it sounds like he knows more than what they're leading on to.
Well, I don't know why they just won't say. Look, I get it. Bill Belichick started this bunker mentality thing that everybody now has to have, like this military secret, like, you know, like we're in Area 51 and nothing to see here. These aren't the droids you're looking for and all that crap. But I mean, like, I can remember being at camp. There was an injury. Dan Reeves would say, yeah, O.J. Santiago's hurt. Got banged up today. He's gonna maybe gonna miss some time. How hard is that? But they just won't, for whatever reason, Raheem is not wired that way.
No, and I think, and remember, here's the other part, and all of us in the media, we're talking about this today, all the guys that are there, and all the ladies as well, because they do a terrific job, the TV folks. But we were all just saying, dude, this happened the first day of full pads. It's been 3 weeks. This isn't like a week old. So we're talking about literally like three plays into the first pads, Mike, and he makes a diving or attempts to make a diving catch. Boom, lands on his shoulder, and then he leaves the field. And that day we reported to you guys, oh, Darnell Mooney left the field today. Okay, now we're 3 weeks later. So that's why there's concern when we start saying, all right, why are we not getting this? But it sounds like hopefully Michael Penix is leading us to that point where he might be ready. It's Dukes and Bell Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. What about after the brawl happened? I want you guys to realize this. Michael Penix, after the brawl, was 7 of 15. So the brawl happens, right? They're getting the work in. He's throwing the ball around, 11 on 11. Brawl happens. You finally get your senses about you. Hey, guys, we got to get back to work.
Right.
Mike, that might rattle some guys. He went right back to work, 7 of 15. Here's what he said about afterwards.
Oh, it was great work. So I'm glad we didn't cancel practice so we can get that, finish that work. Because I know more scuffles ended up happening after that on the other field and stuff like that. But for everybody to still continue to, just let's move on from it and finish practice, you know, to get those reps, to get that work so that we can go out there and get better. You know, it was good that we was able to do that.
Didn't bother him at all. This is what I do.
From Dade City. You don't know where I'm from.
That's right.
Yeah, man. We were talking about it, man. Pierce, if you missed yesterday's show, we were getting ready to interview Kadarrell Hodge. And two Tennessee players are walking by, and we literally hear him say, man, at 27, man, Pierce is talking.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's a blank. So we knew that there was going to be a really feisty Tennessee attitude. They got embarrassed. We dominated them yesterday. So they came in and they brought some heat. Said it last hour. We joked around about Calvin Ridley. He beats A.J. Terrell and goes, Michael, ah! To a bunch of fans as he's running down with the ball. Not sure what he was.
The man demanded that the chip.
No,
that's a response to, oh my gosh.
So that's what I, because Dean Legg goes, what did Ridley say? And I said, he was, Ridley was worked in such a lather that he literally, Carl, was speaking in tongues when he burned the Falcons for a touchdown over the, I guess, perceived slight for what all that happened years ago.
Yes, he can still play. There's no doubt. There's no doubt. What about Michael Penix not playing in the preseason? This is the other thing we learned this week, right? We know after these 2 days, guys, they did a lot of stuff. He's not gonna play Friday.
No.
Here's what he said about affecting. How does this affect him?
I don't think it affected my preparation at all. I mean, last year I was a rookie, and I played one preseason game for I don't even know a couple drives, and when I felt good, like I'm always gonna be ready. That's my job, is to be ready whenever week one come. And and in college you didn't have no preseason. It's like you got your spring game and you going into week one. So it's the same thing. I'm gonna be ready week one. Whenever it count, I'm gonna be there. I'm gonna show up.
Like this kid, man.
I really do. And we said this earlier in the show, just for guys, I know it's a different audience at 2 sometimes than it is at 5. But Carl and I were saying, you know, yes, this isn't like we just did something, we saw something that's never happened before in the NFL, but it's not something I see on a regular basis with the Falcons. But how about that? You know, we talked about the 2014, Hard Knocks, and the famous Smitty soundbite. We always joke around, you know, the Falcons are soft. The Falcons aren't tough. And you can't just pretend that you're all of a sudden now you're rough and tough, you won't get pushed around, unless you draft some guys that have some edge and some attitude. Now, again, fine line. I don't want guys that are spent their childhood in Boys Town, you know what I mean? But I do want some guys, I want some dudes that come with some street and some edge. And I think we've got a nice balance there of veterans and young guys that got some toughness.
And by the way, that initial brawl, as you heard Michael talk about, there were others. But that was first-team offense against their first-team defense.
Right.
That's where it popped off.
1v1. 1v1.
So if you're going, was James Pierce involved? No. Because our defense was on the other field, and Pierce and those guys were working on the other field. So when this all happened, you saw all those guys go kind of look into the other field because, again, you had coaches and personnel and everybody running over there. Hey, man, it's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. One other thing for Michael Penix I want you to hear, and that is what we're talking about.
That's what it's about, you know, protecting your brothers. That's what I grew up on. I got two little brothers. I always got to protect them, and they know I'm there if they need me. And like Drake and the rest of the guys was, they felt I needed them, and they came and helped me. So that's what it's all about. You know, we here, we got each other's backs. We're going to ride with each other right or wrong. So that's what it's about.
Drake was one of the first people up in there.
Oh, and Drake.
I'm just going to tell y'all.
And we were talking about this. It was a rookie linebacker from UCLA. And he was
he's a killer.
Dre was yelling at him. Now, I don't know if they knew each other from Southern California. It's a UCLA thing. This guy was a transfer from Cal Berkeley. But either way, Drake and him were practice is over.
Yeah.
And Drake's like, hey, right here. And he was just chirp chirp making the chirp face and you know hand signal.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So there was a lot of juice. Problem is, none of these people are going to be playing in the game on Friday night.
No, they won't be.
It'll be left to the backups to bring that heat.
Well, yeah, look, and that's probably a good thing because we might have to suspend that game and kick everybody out. But the good news is they got the work in and nobody was injured, guys. Good couple of days of practice. I think that's how Ra would describe it. Raheem Morris, our head coach. I think that's how Jeff Ulbrich would describe it as well. We'll let you hear what he had to say. And also Caden Ellis talking about the quarterback and what he thought about Michael Penix today. It's not what we think. It's what his teammates think. And we're going to let you hear that coming up in about 20 minutes. But when we come back, we got to talk about guys sucking and not being good, but yet they're still running them out there. And it makes no sense. And Mike just got me a little bit more upset a few minutes ago when you said what to me. What did you say to me?
Looks like we're looking at the return in a few days of Ronald Acuna.
For what? Why?
Because.
For what?
Because not everybody just shows up for the free novelty items that they'll be giving away to the first 15,000 fans.
I got boss, you know.
Come on, Ronald.
Folks through the turnstiles. And
tell them no.
I mean,
tell them you're still hurt. I know you do. Tell them you're still hurt.
Because Braves Holdings does not want to see a drop in revenue in the final quarter. Perhaps.
Yeah, perhaps. You just said that to me. I don't want to hear that.
Hey, man, but we'll talk to Grant about it. By the way, it wasn't just seeing Strider get lit. Skeens got lit up by the Brewers. See, Skeens got shellacked.
He did.
But the point now, people are saying, oh, the Brewers stealing signs. It looks so amazing. I'm like, no.
They're on fire. Right. Here's the deal, though. Strider's not been good.
No, but here's the thing. Does he need to work through it, or do you just shut it down and it's going to take
nothing, shut him down
and it's going to take 18 months to come off the surgery to the wrist and the forearm.
I know what you guys are saying. You want to shut everybody down. Why not?
I don't know.
I got boss. You know.
All right, we're coming back. Grant McCauley's next.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.